None. On the run. None. On the run. None. On the run. None. On the
run. It's Jerry Nunn, Wendy. Look, it's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. He's here in the studio with us. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
I love my theme song.
Yes.
I got to make a better one.
It's climbing up the charts, though.
Wendy, that's a collaboration between Sir Paul McCartney and myself. We worked on it for 3 years.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something with the Rolling Stones since they're in
town.
Nun me up.
Nun me up.
Yes. Nun
wow.
me up.
Wouldn't that be something?
I'll think of something.
Jerry, how are you? It's good to see you.
Well, good to see you too.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Both Wendy and I saw pictures of you that made us very, very jealous. Let's see if they're the same ones, Wendy. I believe it was with yourself, John Favreau, and
yes,
Robert Downey Jr.
That was 100%.
Is that the one?
Oh.
You got to hang out with them a little bit.
A little bit. It was really quick. Yeah. But yeah.
So I mean, what, man? At the Gene Siskel Center,
at
right?
The Gene Siskel, yes. But so I told you guys about that before.
Last time.
Robert, of course, was very funny.
Made
a lot of jokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like a nice man.
Yeah, it was really hot in that room. They had these lights on, and a lot of VIPs were in there.
Yeah.
So it got really hot, and he goes, can someone give me a frond, you know, to fan myself with?
Yes. Yes.
So,
and you had a frond on you?
I wish I had. I wish I had, like, a gay fan I could have given him. You know, he could have popped it, and it would have been great.
Right, that would have been great. But, you know. But this was an event to honor the career of John Favreau, who has been an actor and a director and a writer and a producer. He's done a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so I talked to him about The Lion King that's coming up that he's doing.
Yeah, he directed that.
So I was talking about, you know, working with Beyonce and all that. So it was a lot of fun.
I was telling Bill off the air, there's a sweet little Netflix show called The Chef Show, and Jon Favreau has reprised his chef role with the real chef. I think it's Roy Choi, who taught him how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Robert Downey Jr. was in an episode of that, and same with Tom Holland. They were
Spider-Man.
Out to eat. Yes.
Yes.
But Jon Favreau was talking to them. One episode, he's cooking with Gwyneth Paltrow, and he changed some kind of recipe because she's a vegan.
Yeah.
So they took out all the meat. And it's a really good show. I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to him about that. We had limited time. You know, that's how those guys go.
So, even for you, Jerry, there's limited time.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
And then once I start talking about food, then it's all over.
All the time.
It'd be
gone.
Like an hour.
You make your selfies look like you guys have been hanging out for weeks.
I'm
not kidding.
It seemed like you were friends for your whole life.
Oh, well.
You really did.
I had a lot of fun with them. Yeah, they were fun.
Do you remember the first time you saw Jon Favreau in something? I do. And you never would have predicted he would be a big-time director, producer, writer, or star based on what I saw.
What would it be?
It was the movie Rudy.
Oh,
you're right.
He had a part in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I noticed him as Swingers, like a lot of people.
Well, that came later.
Yeah, that came later.
When he was one of the co-stars and co-writers of Swingers.
Right.
But good for him. I'm happy he's achieved what he's achieved.
Yeah, I think I'm talking to Billy Eichner for Lion King.
I love him.
He's going to be fun. I mean, the
so
two of us
funny.
Together. Can you imagine?
Did you ever
Billy
see
Eichner?
Him, Wendy? Billy Eichner?
Billy on the street.
Billy on the street.
He
just goes around
people.
New York and asks people trivia questions, and he yells at them, whether they know the answer or not.
He'll bring like a celebrity, like a big celebrity. He's like,
so funny.
Do you know Patti LuPone? And she's like with him.
Yeah. So, he's funny. Good. He does one of the voices of the hyenas, right? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is he Timon or Pumbaa or something? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know because they just pitched it to me today. So.
All right.
So, right. So, we have July coming up. We have tons of stuff, you know, but 4th of July is the main focus. For, you know,
as well it should be.
Yeah, so there, I always talk about Navy Pier because I think it's, you know, kind of
that's
the biggest.
That's where all the action's going on, pretty much.
For the
isn't
night.
It Chicago's biggest tourist attraction? Am I right on that?
It's
I
big.
Think it is.
I went to the largest rooftop party.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I went to the largest rooftop party last night, the offshore on top of the roof there. So that was pretty cool. A lot of people.
What happened? Wendy keeps every time.
She's
every time Jerry or I say something, Wendy goes,
She's just answering me. I'm not cursing or anything.
No, we're not swearing.
I'm sorry. Kim Gordon had to leave because she has to do stuff in the newsroom, and I thought I was turning her mic off.
No, she's gone already.
You're turning me off.
And
wow.
Wendy's turning me off.
Sorry you had to see
Take
this.
Got out of contact.
Sorry you had to see it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right.
It's okay.
You were at the largest rooftop.
Yes. Yeah, so I went there yesterday, but.
Is this the one you saw the billboard for where you're confused where it is?
There's a billboard. If you walk down this street past the Sheridan, there's a billboard that shows this really cool-looking rooftop restaurant.
Okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's for that building, because I've seen the top of that building, and it's not up there.
Right.
So what's this one called?
So this is called Offshore. And no, it's at the end of the pier. Else. This is brand new. I mean, this is...
Yeah, that's
this
a different not, one then.
Yeah. So, of course, I get lost trying to get to the other end of the pier. And I'm that's running a, down back rooms and
you know, you don't think that pier, when you're looking at it, is that big. When it's you're huge. In it, it yeah. really is.
Yeah, it's really long. It's a good
So
walk.
Where's the rooftop?
Where is it?
It's towards the end of the pier. I can show you some pictures and stuff. I can see it from here, but I'll show you guys.
Is this what is it a part of? Is it because they were going to build a hotel out there? Have they done that? I don't think they've done
no,
that.
No
have
hotel
they?
Hotel out there? No, no, no. There's a lot of rules with that too. I don't know
as to what they can zone it for.
Yes, yeah. I know they have trouble with that.
Like I gotta get a boat. Not a bigger
Wendy,
boat.
Get a
just
boat.
A boat.
You should definitely have a boat.
I yeah. love boats.
Absolutely.
And take Jerry and I for a cruise after the show. Can you buy
trust
it today?
Me?
No, I wouldn't trust you, but Jerry would.
Jerry would.
He'd
of course.
Go.
Yeah, I'd risk my life for
yeah.
Yeah, I would not want to hurt myself. So
on a
why
boat?
Would you not trust me? That's what I always think about with airline pilots. You know what?
They don't want to
crash.
Right? True. That's true. All right, I'll go.
You do need to head out to the Shakespeare Theater.
What's going on there?
You got this show I saw the other night called Six. Have you heard about this?
No.
We are so unhip.
What is Six?
This is good. This is good. So. It's called Six, and it's about the six queens, the wives of Henry VIII.
Yeah.
And they've turned them into a pop group.
Oh.
Like the Spice Girls or yeah. Fifth Harmony or something. There's six of them. And they all compete to see who's had the worst hardships. And so you learn about things, but the music's really good.
What sort of music is involved?
It's just pop girl
yeah.
music. And
songs
it's very,
you've heard of before or not?
No,
new,
no.
New compositions?
Nope, all new compositions.
Yeah.
And they're all very distinct. There's like a Beyonce type. There's, you know, some very different.
Well, that sounds interesting.
And it's a lot of fun. And the audiences are going crazy.
Oh,
it's
really?
Going to Broadway. It's big in England. The music's big.
Who wrote the book?
That's a good question.
Who wrote the Book of Love?
I mean, it's well, it's based on history.
The Monotones?
Yes.
Is that the name of the band that did Book
yes,
of Love?
Yes, it is the Monotones, Wendy.
But they tie it into very hip, you know, new things, but it's history. So
yeah.
It's actual things with, you know, one's beheaded.
Oh.
You know?
Oh they show
man.
That or they just say, they
no,
talk about
but
it?
She's, you know, she thinks she's won because she's got the biggest hardship.
Oh, yeah.
So
that would win.
It's
normally.
A lot of fun. I'm telling you.
Six. That's your
yes.
pick to click? Is that one of your picks to click?
Yes.
All right.
Go out there for that. But if you don't get a chance, go to, you know, the Curse of the Fireworks. And there's a lot of rules that I was not aware of.
Like what?
They've kind of, I think that they've been learning as they go on.
Yeah.
That they have to be careful with these kind of big crowds. So this is on July 4th. The fireworks go off at 9:30.
Yeah.
But they're kind of ending people entering the pier after 7:30. They're going to see how the crowds go and
really
based on it. Yeah. So they're going to do metal detectors and everything out there.
Oh.
You're not going to be able to bring coolers, anything like that. You can't
yeah.
bring bikes down there, no skateboards. Kids have to be accompanied if they're under 18.
Yeah, those are all good rules.
They're great rules, and they're
favor
important.
Those.
Yeah, for safety.
But the coolers, everybody like would come down.
Yeah,
although they're just sitting in Grant Park, those people, right?
Right. So
if you bring in a cooler and a blanket and all that
yeah.
stuff, you're going to be in Grant Park. That you can still do.
Yeah, for the beach and things like
yeah.
that. So you can see the fireworks on the beach is what my friends do.
Chair, can I tell you what happened a couple of years ago? And I never would have predicted this.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were driving back from the southwest suburbs, and we were on Lakeshore Drive when the fireworks started.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden on Lakeshore Drive, first one car, then another car, then another
yeah.
car, they all just stop on Lakeshore Drive and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most dangerous thing in the world. It was beautiful because he had a great
did you
good
stop
view.
Then
you couldn't not stop because there were so many cars
mm-hmm.
all over Lakeshore Drive stopped
right.
that even if you tried to go you could have gone like 2 or 3 miles an hour, so we had to stop and we just watched them from there, which was nice.
Yeah,
but so
that
dangerous
is dangerous
so right. dangerous
and people pull over and
yeah.
they're not supposed to
yeah so could
yeah.
you tell Mayor Lightfoot that that's dangerous please
I will
when you see her
she
right.
was at the party last night
she
the
went to the party?
Party yeah she came and Rom came.
Were
not
they
the
chatting?
They weren't at the same time. I think he
no.
came later. But she did the ribbon cutting.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, this is a big thing.
Have you talked to her?
I haven't. I'm kind of, I want to, because I want to talk about pride and
yeah.
how important it means, you know, to so many of us.
I think she would be on your side on that. I would imagine.
So. I think
you?
So.
Yeah.
I think she'll know about my newspaper that I worked for
I'd
for a long
I'd be shocked
time.
If she felt otherwise.
Yeah.
You're an amazing investigative reporter.
Thank you.
So we've got some other fun things coming up. Head Over Heels is going to be at the Wit. And do you guys know about this one?
No.
Was it about the Go-Go's?
they use the Go-Go's music.
Oh, really?
But it's about a royal family. And this is...
fictional or none?
It's just a made-up story. And then they put the Go-Go's
music
but
to it.
But it did pretty well in New York.
Yeah.
So they're doing a show from July 1st to August 25th.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So they've got a nice, good run for that.
Any big names in it, or is it all people we have not heard of yet?
It's not. You know, in New York, they had one of the RuPaul Drag Race people be in it.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we'll see how this one is.
All right.
Windy City Smokeout is coming. I've really enjoyed this festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten bigger and bigger, and they've actually moved it. It was on our Tribune property.
Yeah.
But now they've moved it out to outside of United Center.
Do you know Dane Neal, who's on our show all the time?
Dane.
Have you met Dane? Dane, mm. Dane is always talking up this event. He's a big fan of this.
Oh,
event.
Good. Okay, so that's July 12th.
This is at
14th.
The Motor Speedway.
Yeah, he does that. He does that one too.
Right.
But this is something that he's in the past. He's been
always
very passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah, country music and barbecue. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Fun.
Goes together.
Yeah.
Lance Bass is coming to Joe's Live.
Yeah.
Lance Bass was in what band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Right?
I don't know if you're asking him to.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking because I forget. Is it Boys to Men? Is it
NSYNC? It's not
NSYNC. Justin Timberlake.
It's not O-Town.
Oh, yeah.
But O-Town's coming with him.
O-Town is going to open
for
him?
How do you know who O-Town is?
Oh, everyone knows O-Town.
He talks about O-Town. He's talked to me.
Love O-Town.
I don't know O-Town. It's a boy. It's just a boy band.
Oh.
It's big.
And guess where they're from?
Ohio.
You're disappointing,
Ontario?
You're disappointing Jerry Nunn.
Ocala, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
or Oslo, Norway. It's up to you. It's up to you. Tell me.
I thought O-Town was a member with Lance Bass.
No.
Bass.
No.
Lance Bass.
It's O-Town and Lance Bass. Wendy, get your tickets now.
July 13th. At Joe's Live at Rosemont.
They'll be doing the hits.
I like that Joe's at Rosemont.
It's a good
That's
venue.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Joe's on Weed, too.
Yeah.
Are they related?
No.
They are connected. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And the one on weed is going to be legalized soon. Mark my words.
In January.
Yeah.
So I just got off the phone with a celebrity.
Who?
Like literally around
Wait,
the hall.
Wait, give us a clue and we'll see if we can figure out who it is. Give Wendy and I a clue as to who the celebrity is.
All right. So this is going to be tough. I don't know. Okay. So it was from a sitcom. The person is from a sitcom.
Yeah.
She's an older lady.
Yeah.
She.
Bill, can I guess?
Okay.
Mildred Natwick.
Close, but
right. I almost swore is that.
Go ahead, you can swear. What could happen?
So she was from a TV show back in the day.
Is it Marion Ross?
The woman had a very distinct voice, the main person, and she did things around the house.
Hazel? Is it from
Close.
Hazel?
No, it's newer than that.
Is it Marla Gibbs?
No, it's.
Oh, that was a good guess.
That
no, come on.
Guess.
I need one more hint.
So she taught. She had a very distinct Jewish voice.
Oh, the nanny.
It's yes.
the
is it Fran Drescher?
It was the mom. I talked to the mom.
The mom from The Nanny?
Yes. Her name's Renee Taylor.
Yeah.
You know Renee Taylor?
We're just talking about her. She's got a show about overeating.
Yes. So, yes. And
right?
So we just talked about food.
Yeah.
And she's, it's called My Life on a Diet. This is at Skokie's. Skokie in North Shore Center, and that's July 16th.
Jerry, do you know who she was married to?
Her.
Speaking of food,
this is another weird connection.
Right.
Okay. She talked about her husband.
Yeah.
Her late husband.
Yeah. He's no longer with us, sadly.
Okay. Joseph.
Joe Bologna.
Is this who you were talking to me about the off the air? Or
yes.
Who else was married to Joe Bologna?
Renee Taylor was married to Joe Bologna.
Why'd you bring
years.
It up off the air?
Because we ran a commercial for them.
Oh.
We had a commercial for their show.
Oh, so there we go. We got to go to the show.
She's a lot of fun.
She is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be talking about food. Barbara Streisand opened for her.
How about that?
Which is pretty wild.
Not recently.
Back
many
in the
years
day.
Ago.
So we talked about Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, Renee Taylor was a hot commodity.
Yeah, and she's got this in the show.
As we say in the business.
Yeah, she's done Broadway shows with her husband.
Yeah. You know,
they produced this stuff. He actually directed the show that's coming.
They would do, like, every year they'd pick a show, like, they'd do Same Time Next Year, and they'd travel around the country doing it. They were both very talented.
So that's what she's doing.
Is. Good for her.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Pitchfork Music Festival is coming.
Yeah, who are the top headliners?
Okay, so
I did that one year, and I went to see Brian Wilson, and it was I can't. Lollapalooza is too big for me. This is more compact,
right? Yeah. It is, in Union Park, July 19th through the 21st, and we have acts like Haim Do you know Higham?
L'Chaim.
Yeah. They're female
they're in
sisters.
For Passover.
They're sisters.
Yeah. They're really good.
They are really good. I think Wendy actually would really
it
like
it. Looks
them.
Wendy, when you see their name in print, you think it's Haim, like Corey
oh,
Haim.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not
so
Corey Haim.
They're coming. Robin, the singer Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about
keep
her.
Keep going.
Not a fan of Robin's?
How about Mavis Staples?
I'd love to there. See Mavis Staples. I'll take you there.
Yeah.
Bill.
Oh, well. It's just a song called that. That's weird.
And you guys are going to go together.
Perfect.
The Isley Brothers.
The Isley
oh,
Brothers.
Cool.
They have a nice variety.
Yeah.
Miss Nina Cherry. I saw she was on
oh,
the
Oh, wow. There's a name from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, the Buffalo Stance.
Who was there last year? Was it Jerry Lee Lewis or something? There was somebody there
really?
Like
he
that
was
that was... Oh,
was
right, right, right. Mm-hmm. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. But they
wow,
have some
good
have
lineup.
A nice lineup. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's a good variety of people.
It
I'll
is.
Look into that.
So, but I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be in L.A.,
You're going to miss it, Jer?
I'm going for Outfest. There's a LGBT film festival.
Oh.
So I'm going to
and
be
and when is that? In 2 weeks? Or when did you say
yeah.
that was?
Yeah, it's July 19th right. to the 21st.
Have so. A good time. You've been there many times before. You know what to see and do
I'm
there.
I'm hanging out with some celebs.
Yeah?
So yeah, you'll see some new
some pictures of some you with famous people to make us jealous.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it because I don't... I mean, they're not confirmed until they're,
yeah.
you know, in the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's fair.
It'll be fun. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Diana Ross is coming. 75th birthday celebration, July 10th.
I bet she's amazing.
Yeah, so I got an interview with her. You know, I
you did.
That thing
that's
to going to
be great.
So let's hope. I mean, I'm still waiting to hear everything back. But it's,
Jared, can we hear
set.
A sample question that you'll throw to Diana Ross? Just give us a sample ask. Question.
I told her I talked to her son recently.
Ask her this. Say, yeah. Do you truly believe that children are our future? Just ask her that.
That wasn't
that's
her.
Whitney Houston.
You can still ask her.
No.
Bill.
Ask her anyway.
I'm trying to, you know, she's a diva already. She's going to fly from her helicopter, and she's not going to give me the time of day if I ask her a question like
ask
that.
Ask her if she's ever seen her daughter on Black-ish.
Oh, well, I did ask her about Black-ish.
Their daughter's great on that show.
I didn't watch that show, and I saw it in reruns, and I think it's Channel 9, which is always on
yeah.
at my house.
Yeah.
And it is the greatest show I
Your
have.
Your daughter's very funny. Tracy
they're
Ellis
all
Ross.
So funny. Those kids are great. That's yeah. a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. And her son was great. I mean, she's obviously doing something right with these
yeah.
kids. So, yeah, I've got the questions prepared. We'll see.
Diana Ross, Jer.
July 10th. I know. This has been a long time coming. She's not doing very many interviews.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is coming for 2 dates in the Chicago Theater. July 27th.
All three of them?
I believe all three.
All right.
From what I saw on the picture.
Because I've seen Wynn perform solo, and he needs the other guys.
Right.
That's code.
I
yeah, they're kind of a trip. They actually
Jasmine, get my attorney Joel Brodsky on the line.
You can have him.
Oh, wow. We got some more concerts. James. Do you remember James?
Love James.
Do you guys love them?
Yes.
Slade was like this big
yes.
hit by them.
Yeah. Okay.
I love.
James is great.
Yeah.
Okay. That voice is so good.
He's really talented.
Yeah. So I'm talking to him next Wednesday, and he's coming with the Psychedelic Furs, the band.
Oh,
James.
Good.
Where is that?
At the Aragon Ballroom.
I'm
go
too
to
old
it, Wendy.
To go to
you
the Aragon.
You can get in.
July 23rd.
We can get you in.
It's general admission, right?
Yeah, well, there's a VIP balcony. Maybe we could get
sitting
to that.
There.
There you go.
That's where Abe Lincoln sat when he saw them.
Will you stop? My God.
You could sit up there. Maybe we get you a good spot.
Yep.
Because I know what you're saying. It's a huge general thing.
I know. I can't handle that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do it.
I'm yeah. old and crabby.
Come on. It's the Psychedelic James.
Well, maybe we'll get you in the balcony. Away from the riffraff.
Yes.
Riffraff's going to be there?
Yeah, from Underdog.
No.
Simon
from,
Bar Sinister will be there, too.
From Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
I would love that.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I wonder how he's aging.
Boy, I go Rocky Horror Picture Show, you go Underdog.
That's right.
And yet we both knew James. Did you see how surprised Jerry was
yeah.
that we knew?
I know when I hit the jackpot on
we
somebody.
We shocked you. Jerry, give us one more, and then we must close the curtain.
Okay. Oh, gosh, there's so much. Well, I have a good one for you.
What is it?
So, you know, we always talk about Ravinia.
Yeah.
So I'm going to their little party tonight, right? They're having
yeah.
a little party
yeah.
up there, and it's Tony Bennett.
A little party.
I have a plus one if either one of you guys want to go.
Oh.
Okay, so there's Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan July 6th.
Yeah.
You got Maxwell July 9th.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson July 14th.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic July 20th.
I would honestly go to
That's
that.
That's the one you'd go to?
I love Weird Al.
Yeah. And Bill's favorite.
Who?
ABBA Tribute July 30th.
What?
I know.
Come
it's
on.
It's not the real ABBA.
You're teasing me.
Jasmine, try and get Weird Al on the show. I would really love to talk to him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which ABBA tribute band is it?
It just said Abbey Tribute from what I saw.
Because there's a couple different Abbey Tribute bands.
People from my office thought it was really ABBA, and I go, no,
it's a tribute
band. Bill would know.
Yeah.
Bill would tell me.
They're good, but they're, you know, it's not ABBA, but...
ABBA.
Am I saying ABBA?
Yabba Dabba Doo.
That's my southern accent.
That was the prehistoric tribute band.
Yeah.
ABBA was...
ABBA.
All right, we have to break, and I'm so sorry, because this is a busy, busy month.
Yeah,
July coming
up. Stuff. Okay.
Have
Great
fun
to
in
see
LA.
You, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. We'll close things off next.